Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, final hour is underway. It's brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders, where you can save on stunning high-quality furniture during the incredible 4th of July sale at Bucks County Estate Traders. 20 to 50% off select items store-wide. Visit the showroom in Hatfield or BucksCountyEstateTraders.com. Sale starts Monday. Now open extended hours, including Sundays. Fight Club in 4 minutes.
By the way, $12,577 right now for the families behind the Badger Children's Foundation. This is amazing.
84%.
We are like, in the last 2 days, everybody just came out of the woodwork. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. But, so with that, Nick, give me a little math.
A little over 2,400.
All right, 2,400 listeners right now. I need 2,400 listeners to donate $1. 2,400. We have more than that listening in Lansdale. So, Lansdale, I'm calling on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Joe and Bill and Frank and Lansdale.
Bob.
Gus. Marcy. I'm trying to be inclusive, Dawn.
Thank you.
Women.
Inclusive.
Jefferson.
GregStockerSucks.com. All the money goes to the families behind the Badger Children's Foundation, and it helps families like Marissa Fitzgerald, who just had, you know, went through hell again with a scumbag killer that killed her husband. Should have gotten the death penalty, but didn't. Because we're a joke in this country.
Give me 5 minutes in Mr. Peffer's cell.
Yeah.
Turn the cameras off like you did for Epstein.
Yep. 2 minutes away from, so go there right now. I need 2,400 people to donate right now. GregStockerSucks.com. All the money goes to families like her.
Jimmy Kelly says we sound like NPR begging for donations.
Yeah, it's true. I know. Also, while I'm begging, I'm just gonna go full. We need 22 subscribers right now. Go to youtube.com/at1210WPHD, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. Hit the subscribe button. Can you be the 10,000th subscriber?
10,000th subscriber. That specific individual will get
nothing.
Their forehead autographed by Dawn Stensland. The big Sharpie.
Yeah, just come up to us and tell us you're the 10,000th subscriber, and Dawn will autograph your forehead.
Especially for David.
Who's David?
I don't know. David in PA says, I want to get Dawn to sign my forehead.
Yeah. Right? Dawn, do you sign foreheads?
Sure.
Would you charge $95 like Bernie does for his book?
Nope.
Yeah.
As long as you donate.
We will get to, yeah, thank you. So be the 10,000 subscriber right now, youtube.com/at1210WPHD.
Thanks, Sarah.
1 minute away from YouTube or from Fight Club, but let me play this from CNN 20. The stock market nearing an all-time record.
We're just minutes away from the closing bell on Wall Street, and the S&P 500 closed yesterday on the cusp of a record high. Right now, kind of flatlining, down just a teensy-weensy bit. CNN's Vanessa Yurkevich joins us now with more. Vanessa, this is really impressive given where the market was not that long ago.
Yeah, really a remarkable story on Wall Street. We've been watching the S&P very closely all day as it has been flirting with a new record, the last one set back in February. But it is remarkable because at the low of the S&P, it had shed $9.8 trillion in April, almost entering bear market territory. And it's nearly now recovered all of its losses. And just look at the markets. You see the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ on your screen. That dramatic V-shaped drop and then recovery. I was talking to a chief investment strategist, Sam Stovall of CFRA, who told me that usually it takes about 4 months for markets to enter the low and then another 4 months for a recovery to get back to even. That happened in half the time.
Wow.
So it really is remarkable. And essentially, investors, what they have seen is that after the 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs and after the tariff rates on China were reduced from 145% to 30%, they really believe that the fear of a recession was taken off the table and that maybe some of these tariffs had more bark than bite. And also, Boris, just recently, the conflict in the Middle East between Iran and Israel. Well, what happened over the weekend was that the U.S. took out nuclear sites in Iran. And so Wall Street woke up Monday morning and they were relieved. Investors were relieved. So you saw a little bit of a relief rally happening today. But we're watching down to the last minute to see if the S&P will hit a new record today, Boris.
Boy, Jim Cramer nailed it again, did he not? Did you buy the dip? Polymarket now has the odds of a recession all the way down to 9%.
Huh.
Yeah. Interesting how that works.
But Jerry Powell, he's just worried. He's just a worry wart.
I was just going to ask you. I know you love to talk about the Fed. You're always following the interest rates. What will Jerome Powell do? I mean, with inflation where it is, the stock market where it is, the jobs where they are, at this point, is it fair to even ask, is he intentionally trying to stifle Trump? What else does he need to see, and how much longer do we have to wait for us to see some sort of cut here, Dawn?
Yeah, it's just interesting that right before, you know, last fall, he did those rate cuts right before the election, which helped, you know, I think, you know, and look, he was appointed by Trump. Let us not forget that.
No, so
I realize that. But what is the holdup? He just keeps saying that the tariffs cause uncertainty and he just doesn't know. But I think everybody acknowledges they plan to lower the rates twice before the end of the year.
That's what they've said.
Reportedly, that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
So they're just waiting for the tariffs to be resolved.
Okay. So we're going to see maybe a cut. I'm just going to guess here. What, August and then November, August, October?
But Trump, that's why Trump said the other day, remember that he said what it costs because the interest rates are so high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like if right now with all the credit cards you have and store cards, let's just say it could go from whatever it is, whether it's like 29% or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you had a chunk of money on there and you lower it, this is costing all of us.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is. Not as crazy as Fight Club, though.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
Stop. You're looking it. For a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Fight Club on this Thursday, sponsored by our good friends at Tri-County Auto Group. Tri-County Auto Group, 3 locations, 1 priority you. Visit tricounty.com. That's tricounty.com. Thank you, Tri-County Auto Group, for sponsoring the ever-important and the highly rated Thursday edition of Fight Club, because we know fights equal ratings. This submission was from Pat Conan. Thank you, Pat, for submitting this. This is on the street somewhere. This is this fight... it's taking place on the street, a bunch of Utes. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see this.
Now, before you play this, I see the subtitle, Commentary by Steve Inman.
Yeah.
I believe that's the voiceover guy that does these parodies where, I haven't heard this, but there's a guy that does this, and he will either sell his voice to do the play-by-play of a fight, or...
Oh.
People steal his voice and then take it from whatever he was really commentating on and dub it over these sort of brawls. I don't know, but I haven't heard it. Maybe there's not audio to this. I don't know.
He is a MMA sports commentator.
That's right.
Narrating random videos from around the world.
Okay. So this could be really entertaining if he's really commentating on this fight.
Roll it.
Nothing to see here. Just another beatdown buffet that includes a knuckle sandwich with a side of Hawaiian punch with a couple of combos on the side. My God, and it just doesn't stop. Nobody's going to stop this until this man steps in, marinates the living hell out of them, and walks away casually like my job's done here.
Wow.
Absolutely just unbelievable action we just witnessed. Sloppy action at that. My God, and they are still going at it. Let's take a look at this replay. I don't think we really need to slow it down because this entire thing was in friggin' slow motion. Dillacock came in and sprayed him down and gave him a little bit of that lemon pepper chicken marinade and now looking like rotten salmonella. And it was only then they started to move faster than they've ever moved in their entire life. The most exercise they've probably gotten in their entire life. Congratulations.
Of course, that's outside of a restaurant.
Amazing.
Looks like a relatively nice sidewalk. And these low-life varmints out there just throwing fisticuffs.
Just sprays. He just comes up, sprays the pepper spray.
Yep.
And they pick up their weaves, and they walk away.
That's how you disperse a crowd? That's how you break up a fight? Just bust out the pepper spray. That's really good.
Steve Inman, at Steve Inman UIC on Twitter, where he does this. He's like 3 million followers.
Yeah.
Where he does these commentaries. That's a good side hustle.
I think he might be the voice, the play-by-play guy that sits right next to Joe Rogan.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Nice.
Yeah.
I watch UFC, so you would think I would know that.
Yeah,
but
you're the UFC guy.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really know the commentators other than Joe Rogan.
All right.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
By the way,
does you know me, I'm not a UFC guy. Does Rogan really offer anything on those broadcasts?
Oh, he's good. He's great.
Is he good?
He's really good.
Okay.
He knows the interview afterwards.
He knows so much too, by the way. You know
does he
mean?
Bring like, any energy or is he low key like he is on the podcast?
No, he brings a lot of energy.
Okay.
You've literally never watched one.
I've seen bits and pieces. Actually, I take that back. I watched CM Punk because of the WWE connection.
Oh, for God's sake.
I watched the Brock Lesnar UFC fight.
You're like a 7-year-old.
I am, but I don't wear my hat backwards. but I've never heard wherever I saw these, they might have been at a restaurant or a bar. You obviously couldn't hear the commentary, so I didn't know if Rogan was actually really good at this or not.
Don, can you like not comment on the YouTube? Can you like pay attention to the show?
Here we go.
Lord,
let me comment.
Let you know you do what you do. Okay,
get off my YouTube.
Being worked on.
Being worked on.
Let's go to flights, shall we? This dude. First, I want to go. Let's start here with Cut 11. So do you ever wonder what the speed is that airplanes take off at?
It's never entered my mind.
Never entered your mind?
Mm-mm.
So I never thought. I mean, I know we're going fast, obviously.
Yep.
So this guy took he was on a flight. He had one of those, speedometers there where you could tell how fast you're going. And he actually did it in real time.
That's pretty cool.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see this. Roll this.
Like my heart rate on the couch.
22, 30, 38.
Yeah.
Remember, Nick, there's people listening, not just watching.
Oh, look at this.
So
85.
76.
Thank you.
So he's holding up
Christ Almighty.
Yes. 128, 136. This is like my heart rate on the couch. Does it get to 205?
170,
yeah.
178, 186,
uh-huh.
194, 202, 210, 218,
so it's a digital
225, 233, 241, 249, 256.
Still on the ground.
I'm going to guess it maxes out at about 400 or 500.
But Dawn's correct. Still on the ground. 306, 312. 319, 325, 331.
I don't know about that. You really think that plane's going 350 miles an hour on ground? I'm looking out the window. It doesn't look like they're moving that fast.
It looks like at about 373 is when they take flight.
That can't be right.
Uh-oh.
That's got to be. See, that's faulty technology.
Uh-oh.
Let me see.
Why are we questioning this?
How fast?
Because airplanes typically take off at speeds ranging from 150 to 180 miles per hour. So it's even in kilometers, it's 290 for commercial airliners. But it depends on the type of aircraft, the weight, or environmental factors.
Here, commercial airplanes typically cruise at maximum speed between 547 and 575 miles per hour.
That's cruising, but takeoff.
Well, takeoff would be... So he's off the ground there at that point where it's 373. So it goes up about another 200 miles per hour. I'm guessing that's where you're at when you're 30,000 feet up.
So 91 LSXer, my buddy, says this is fake, and he's a pilot, I believe, or he pilots on the side.
I just can't envision how you could be that fast on the ground. And I'm looking at all the different objects and infrastructure and other planes that they're passing. It doesn't look any faster than, you would be if you're going 100 on the Northeast Extension.
Troy Smith says they travel at an average of 600 miles per hour.
But that's so we're just talking about takeoff, which is generally if you're doing MPH, it's 150 to 180 is the average.
Hmm. That thing's off. And now you see why I don't want to wear my heart monitor. I'm in SVT. Actually, no, you're not, Nick. It's at 80 beats a minute. Oh. Rip it off.
Because at that point, he's not off the ground, so it wouldn't be in Because some people are saying it's in Knott's, but I don't. I don't know.
This guy probably doesn't drink.
But it still is on the ground, so it would be the speedometer should work.
Yeah.
He's got a faulty speedometer.
This is why people, you know, they pull out their tablets, they load up the Wi-Fi, they purchase a movie, you know, they get a nice drink. And this genius is sitting there with an app you downloaded.
Well, I would like to know. Yeah, everybody's saying, am I getting my news from Twitter? Well, this submission was submitted to me by a member of this show that I won't say.
I didn't say it was real or fake. I just thought it was interesting that somebody had the thought process of, I'm wondering how fast we go. I wouldn't care that much. I just want to get to point A to point B safely. What a loser. You know he's got on his phone, too, with all the apps, with all the notifications. Probably got 68 unread emails, 242 texts, app updates. By the way, I don't consider myself obsessive compulsive. But I cannot stand seeing people's phones with notifications that have not been checked, just littered all over their screen.
Oh, yeah. It's
that drives me up a wall.
It's one of my pet peeves, too. Stenslin, how many unread text messages do you have right now?
I knew this was going toward me.
How many unread text messages do you have right now? Well, we know there was one from Mark O'Connor that he texted us yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you still have not responded to. So,
read versus responded are two different things.
How many unanswered, unresponded text messages do you have on your phone now?
I will. She won't answer. She's going to plead the fifth.
Come on, tell me. Tell me.
I will.
Or show it.
Yeah, yeah. Show us.
Show us yours.
Yeah. Show us yours. I'll never
show you
forget.
Mine if you show me yours.
No, baby.
I worked with a guy.
Not even a question. I would.
I worked with a guy in Nashville radio, and he had his desktop for work, and he had the Microsoft Outlook email, and he had 2,400.
Oh,
he had over 2,400 unread emails.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But yet, when you saw the inbox, it was red, unread, 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 red. I'm like, don't you have any like inkling or desire to just maybe see what that message says, or just clear it out if you don't care? It's just, oh.
Unbelievable.
It makes me freak out.
Does
my wife does the same thing. Yeah, she's got 14 Facebook notifications. And just, are you aware that people might be trying to say something to you?
Ooh, we're 15 subscribers away from 10,000. 15.
Woohoo.
15. I need 15 people right now to just go to YouTube. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD to be the 10,000th subscriber. Do it right now. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. There was a reason I played that, because I wanted to play this. An American Airlines flight, this is 18, Phil, was forced to return to Las Vegas after an engine apparently caught on fire mid-air. I don't know if I'm flying these days.
See, I'd be more worried about this than tracking the speed at takeoff.
American Airlines flight 1665 was in the air for about 10 minutes after takeoff from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas for Charlotte, North Carolina. 153 passengers were on board. According to CBS News, the plane quickly turned around after smoke started coming from one of the engines. Can you imagine you're taking off, you see smoke coming from the engines? I'm like, hell no.
This is why I'm getting a Winnebago or a camper. I'm driving across the country now.
The aircraft taxied to the gate under its own power and customers deplaned normally, American Airlines said in a statement. We appreciate the professionalism of our crew and thank our team who are working to get customers to their destinations as quickly as possible. American Airlines said the inspection found that there was no evidence, quote, that the engine caught on fire, according to CBS. The plane is reportedly an Airbus A321. Let's just play this. This is a video from the ground where somebody can see. Oh,
it's not up very high
look
either.
Look at that. Look at all that smoke.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm
nope.
Out. Yeah.
Flying. What's going through your mind there? Are you like, oh, S, we're going to crash?
I'm asking the stewardess for another drink. They don't call them stewardesses anymore, do they?
No, you're not allowed to.
You can see the black smoke and then a flash. Did you see that flash?
Yeah, that's the orange.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. That's a good
looks like Opelka's flamethrower.
Gosh.
Man.
But I saw birds initially. Yeah. Did it hit a bird?
I don't know.
The engines or something?
They said there was a report, no evidence of any sort of damage. So, I don't know. Maybe it just ate tacos the night before.
You know, the more I think about it, flying is just a wretched experience from start to finish.
Yep.
You know, everybody's rushing to get there, worried about, oh, we got to be there 2 hours to get through security. And then you get out and you're in line with people that smell. And then you have people throwing a hissy fit over IDs. They're unprepared. You take your shoe off and you get through, and then you got to pay for an overpriced drink. And then you get on the plane. The whole thing blows. Just be honest.
I disagree.
I hate it all.
I've always had great experiences, except in the last trip to Italy, for some reason, Larry had something redone on his passport. So the airline flight, the reservation was made in the name, like, Lawrence. And then his ID said Larry. And you can't fly.
I know.
His official name is Lawrence.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm like, who would do that?
Right.
Like, who? Who, you know?
And I've never really, I've never.
Hang on, Nikhil, for one second. You think they named him Larry? you don't think his true name is, like what's my name?
Gregory.
Okay.
Well, Larry Bird is legitimately Larry. He doesn't have a.
Well, he's from Indiana.
He's the hick from French Lick.
I also don't believe that Lawrence is not his real name.
Okay. Well, Lawrence Jones, Fox News, he uses his real name.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I got to rip Fox News. They're doing their little summer concert series again with their barbecue outside. This is the third straight year they've brought Flo Rida back to perform a concert. Hey, the best you can find is Flo Rida. Seriously, low energy hip hop artist, C level performer. You're Fox News. You find somebody better?
10.
Flo Rida?
10 right now. We need 10. 10 people right now. Come on, 927. 10 people right now. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Be the 10,000th subscriber. We just need 10 of you right now. Go, 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 go. Thank you. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. I'm done pandering.
What else you got?
I'm done with the cut sheet.
You're done with the cut sheet?
We have to break.
All right, we'll take a break. Dawn's Big Three is on the other side. And then, of course, the movies, the music, the previews, all still ahead as we roll on Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, 9:30, rolling on live here on a Thursday morning. Don't forget, Sean Farish will join us tomorrow for a Farish Friday. Still a great movie prize up for grabs today. More tickets to see the Brad Pitt F1 movie, and that'll be coming up right up after Dawn Stenslin, who right now is set to go at 9:31. With the big three at 9:31.
It's the big three and nine on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Kitchen Magic. The verdict took 18 minutes, and this was for the guilty verdicts for now convicted cop killer, the killer of Sergeant Chris Fitzgerald, in what should never have been a trial. So coming up at 10:30 today, we will talk to Marissa Fitzgerald, grieving widow,
nice,
who expressed that she was, and thank you, Dan Borowski, for just confirming that, because she is grateful, obviously, to the jury for the trial this week of this young man from Bucks County, and so he'll spend the rest of his life behind bars. The judge made sure of that.
Judge,
so we'll.
She won't say it, but we will.
Yeah, but we'll say it.
He should have been put to death, and the fact that this state has the death penalty is disgraceful because we never use it. Just That's take right. it off the books.
Uh-huh.
Just take it off the books. Be done with
right.
it.
And this is why we ride. This is why we ask you to donate and keep them coming, because we are now at 13,116.
Wow.
All for the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation. This goes to people exactly like Marissa.
Thank you.
Number two, I'll take you to, we've been talking a lot about budget and budgetary concerns. SEPTA's board, this is a local story, is meeting today to vote on what they call a doomsday budget that could reduce services across the board, eliminating multiple regional rail lines, and really increase the fares by as much as 40%+. And so a lot of people frustrated, by the way, they're already frustrated because SEPTA has had delays, both trains, buses, as well as Amtrak, because of the heat wave. So a lot of frustration with SEPTA. Their board is meeting today. And just this morning, the Pentagon, including Secretary Hegseth, holding that news conference, blasting a leaker that leaked that low energy, low confidence report from the CIA that said maybe they did not get all of Iran's nuclear weapon capabilities, saying that this was, first of all, they're investigating this leaker, so-called, of this highly classified document. but also praising what happened with the Iran bombing. And by the way, they're going to meet with Iran next week. The ceasefire continues with Israel and Iran. So they've just given a news conference just moments ago.
Bondi said something to the effect about pursuing jail time for these leakers, which is precisely what I said needs to happen on yesterday's show when we talked about this story. I'm like, why are these people not thrown in jail once identified and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law?
What?
It's almost treason against your country.
That's what they're saying. And however, what if the leaker is a member of Congress?
Well, they're not above the law. I was told nobody's above the law.
I mean, that's what Radcliffe has said. That's what they're all saying. But really, I mean, I know that we're saying that, and that's what you should. Remember Mar-a-Lago. Wasn't Trump the one who allegedly had, and I'm being facetious, those highly classified documents in Mar-a-Lago? And he, you know what I mean? But this person leaked highly classified documents, and
well, we're gonna. I mean, we'll know the identity of this person as soon as we know the identity of the SCOTUS leaker.
Yeah, thank you for Dobbs.
How many years ago was that? Mm-hmm. And we still have no idea. It's all easy
sham.
And fun to say, but nobody's gonna get to the bottom of it ever.
No,
ever.
Amen. So we are sponsored by Kitchen Magic, proudly American-made, family-owned. They're local, tariff-proof. So your dream kitchen will not get hit with any hidden costs or surprises. 24 months, same as cash financing, ends this month in June. Do it. What are you waiting for? KitchenMagic.com. KitchenMagic.com. Thank you for sponsoring our big three.
Jim Doc, my friend, you are the 10,000th YouTube subscriber.
Whoa.
Congratulations, my friend.
Whoa.
10,000. We've hit 10,000 YouTube subscribers. Thank you, Jim.
How about that?
I appreciate it. But keep them coming. Keep the subscribers coming. I just wanted to give a shout out to Jim, who's the ding, 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 10,000th YouTube subscriber.
Take that, sports radio stations across the country.
10,000 YouTube subscribers.
In your face.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie clip, what occurred today in music history, and what's on tap for the Dawn Show. It's coming up next. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, Thursday morning. Jimmy Kelly, Phil Almquist, Dawn Stensland, movies, music, previews on the way. I did want to get to this story quickly, though. We mentioned it earlier in the show. The New York Post with a story about a bride and a groom revealing, according to them and their headline, a clever way of deciding whose last name to take while still at the altar. We actually have video footage of this. Phil Almquist, this is K4. Let's roll this.
Rochambeau to see who takes whose last name. Hunter versus Pierce.
They are getting ready to do Rochambeau. Rock, paper, scissors. Round one goes to the dude.
This is ridiculous. Unless this is just a stunt, you know what I mean?
Could be.
Here comes round number two.
How many rounds did he get in rock, paper, scissors?
Best of three, best of five, seven.
Oh, tied.
Oh! Put one on the board for the broad.
Right.
Here's the rubber. Kind of a low energy backyard, too, to be honest. Definitely not Stalker's yard. Final round, here we go. Oh!
So the woman wins.
If we're taking it at face value, the man, Pierce, P E A R C E, will no longer be known as Mr. Pierce. He will be known as Mr. Hunter, taking the wife's last name.
Oh, that is so.
Now, if his first name was MILF, he would be the MILF Hunter, which is wild.
Well, I'm curious, like, if you have a famous, you know what I mean? Like, if you have a, like, Dawn, when you were on TV and your husband, just say your husband wasn't as famous as you were, would, like, and you use Stensland, would you have had your husband who, you know, let's just say was a welder, take your last name?
No. Absolutely not.
A welder.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Because you're that name is synonymous with a famous person. So
would you?
It's tradition. It's about your family tradition.
Of course.
Like, the only reason, like, I'm legally Menti, but they would never let me take his name because we were competing stage TV stations for so many
years. So you had to stay as Dawn Stensland.
That was contractual.
Okay.
But so they would, and I should have, you know, if I were a drama queen, I probably, in retrospect, should have made a hissy about it. You know what I mean? But I didn't.
What if you're the guy and you're madly in love with this chick? You know she's the right one. She's gorgeous. She's got a great career. And she says, as you approach wedding day, or even after you get engaged, you do have to take my last name, or it's a deal breaker for me.
Then is the
dude walking away?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is the rest of your life.
I would.
Understand, and I actually feel sorry for their family members, because what if that's your, you know, someday, what if that's your son or your daughter or your brother, your sister? Do you know what I mean? Because that just means,
I gotta say, if that's the
controlling personality.
And what happens to the kids, too?
Then they're a hyphen or something?
They're ridiculous.
Ugh. Well, what if you don't have kids? Well, I mean, there's couples out there that never have children.
Yeah.
I gotta say, if my wife was, I don't know, a gynecologist or super wealthy, and she was an unbelievable profession, and she was making $1 million a year.
Gynecologist only $1 million
whatever.
A year.
If you're a heart, she was a heart surgeon. And if she was doing remote surgeries from Orlando for people in third world countries.
Why did you think a gynecologist?
I don't know, it just popped into my head.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Like the Stay Puft Marshmallow man, just popped in there. And she says, you have to take my last name, and part of the reason I'm marrying her is because she's loaded. I'm doing it. I was knocking this guy earlier. No. I said he was probably a Kamala Harris voter, but the more I think about it,
you are a beta male.
In some regards, yes. Economically, I'm willing to be a beta if it leads to a better financial situation.
Amy on the YouTube chat says, I use my maiden name for work and married name for the rest of my life.
Yeah, some people do it for security, too. Yeah. For women, is it you're harder to look up, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Paul Swanholm says, Mrs. and Mrs. Hunter. and without your break again.
All right, we're back after this with Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we continue, by the way, technically a local story. I love me some party mix. I can just house this whole bag right now. Top item in the vending machine here at Odyssey, hands down. Might do a vending machine power rankings later this week.
Does it have those Cheetos in it?
Yeah, it's got the Doritos, the Cheetos, the pretzels.
Everything that's bad for you.
It's made in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Is that true?
Yeah, Keystone Snacks, Hecktown Road. Yeah. Right off of 33, Stalker. You know exactly where it's at.
I do. Let's do this.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Item 151 on today's glitch list. We have all the problems of a major theme park and a major zoo, and the computer's not even on their feet yet.
Crown, Mr. Hammond, the phones are working. Children all right?
The children are fine.
Call the mainland. Tell them to send the damn helicopters.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, once again today, a pair of Fandango movie codes to see the summer's high-octane action-packed Ultimate Underdog Story F1 the Movie, starring Brad Pitt as Formula One racing hero Sonny Hayes, not Sonny Hostin, by the way, only in theaters and IMAX on June 27th. From Warner Brothers Pictures. That would be tomorrow, folks.
Is there a reason we picked this movie, Phil and Quest?
I do not know, actually.
Okay. All right, good. By the way, Mangle Mush on the YouTube chat says, and Nick wonders why he can't lose 15 pounds.
But I was told this packed with...
Nothing.
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 Yeah. I am a snacker. All right, let's get down to what happened today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history?
Today, June 26th, we celebrate the birthday of Mick Jones from The Clash, as well as Terry Nunn from Berlin. Singles include Baby I Love Your Way by Peter Frampton in 76. Album include Fire and Water by Free in 70. Bad Company's debut in 74. Bad English's debut in 89. A Hard Day's Night by The Beatles in 64. And Horror Show by Iced Earth in 2001. Also in 2008, Total Guitar Magazine voted Celine Dion's cover of You Shook Me All Night Long as the worst cover ever. In 77, Elvis made his last live appearance. In 2018, Barry Gibb was knighted by Prince Charles. In 79, the Village People became the first disco group to play in Madison Square Garden. And in 2004, Velvet Revolver's album Contraband debuted at number one. But lastly, on this day in 96, Van Halen announced that Sammy Hagar is no longer with the band, and they are in the studio working with David Lee Roth again. Well, that didn't last long, since 2 months later, Gary Cherone from Extreme joined the band. And here's a big take. Van Halen 3 worse than Metallica's Saint Anger. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Onquist.
You should do a musical big take to open up your show every Saturday night. That would be epic. All right, the Dawn Show is coming up in just about 6 minutes, and we find out what she has lined up this morning.
Yes, so Grover Norquist, founder of Americans for Tax Reform. We'll talk about the big, beautiful bill, and there are some new developments with that. We'll go through the news conference that just happened this morning, ripping into CNN over this report that is being, you know, debunked. But I have to take aim, and then, of course, as I talked about, we'll have Marissa Fitzgerald, our local friend, widow of Sergeant Fitzgerald, and just talk to her, you know, moving on with life, families behind the badge, the bike ride, but as well just her reaction to the jury's verdict yesterday. But I do have to take a real issue, a bone to pick with Jasmine Crockett.
Yes.
What a loser she is.
Oh,
so
I knew this was coming.
You forgot this on the cut sheet.
No, I didn't.
Did you save it for me?
I didn't forget it. I saved it for you.
Thank you, darling.
We'll let your love for the Trumps start at 10 a.m.
No, I mean, this is terrible. What she said about First Lady Melania Trump.
Is she wrong?
She's not wrong. She is wrong. She is wrong.
Yes.
Crockett's wrong.
Get her,
First Lady's right.
All right. Beautiful.
I'm going to rip into her.
Good. We've got John in Delaware. He has identified the movie, and I reminded myself to make sure I get the winner on the air today. John in Delaware, what movie did we play for you?
It was Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park!
Congratulations, John. You're going to see F1, courtesy of Fandango. Congratulations.
That's awesome. I love your show, guys.
Thanks,
great.
Buddy. There he is, John in Delaware. Truth, I'm always a truthful guy. I've never seen Jurassic Park.
No, Just get out now.
On that note,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.